All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think kidding. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. We're nothing but good vibes and variety over here. Pick your day at Outside
Word
Lands.
Word to your mother.
Hello. Maybe your mom wants to go to Outside Lands with you. You get to pick which day you want to go. All this week, 8:05, about an hour from now, we'll do our first pair today. Mason has another pair at lunchtime at 12:05. And 3:05, 4:05, 5:05, and 6:05. Jane has you every hour in today's show.
Oh, Jane.
I know. She's playing in a game called.
Where'd that go?
I don't know. Text that to our contest line, the code word that we give you. 20357 is a contest line. It's always the same number. It's a contest line. It's not where you would text us, like, you know, the things that Vinny reads on the air. That's a totally different number. But 20357 and a code word, that'll get you in the running for your chance to pick your day tickets. Pick one day, pick your day tickets for Outside Lands. Doja Cat's on Friday, Gracie Abrams on Saturday, Hozier on Sunday. And there are so many bands playing on so many different stages. It's all over Golden Gate Park, August 8th through the 10th. Courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. Very exciting. Okay, listen, if you're not a Survivor freak, then maybe you won't care about this. My computer just died.
Wait, what are you talking about?
My computer just died.
Just now?
Snap, reload. Let's reload and maybe, here we go. It really is.
You really do count on those things.
You really do.
If paper never did that to me.
They never did.
Nope.
Nobody was in here lighting pieces of paper on fire.
I loved paper.
Paper was so dependable.
I held on it for life, and it still got ripped from me.
Yep.
And now I stare at this gigantic glowing screen all morning.
Yep. Did you get your blue blockers? You should get your blue
I'm
blockers.
Working on it.
Right. Well, so listen, if you are a big Survivor fan, you may be well aware that they've got a season 50. There's all these things they want people who are fans of the show to vote on. Like, we could do it this way, or we could do it this way, or we could do it this way. There's all these different options. And here and there, they've been rolling those out, and you have a couple days to make a vote. You know, should there be more immunity idols? Should there be none? Did you like the coins that they used? All these different things. So what they haven't said is who will be on season 50. So season 49 hasn't even aired yet. Season 48 just finished 1 week ago today.
Mm-hmm.
And they played a little preview for season 49. And it's just a regular season. It has new people. But season 50's cast has just been revealed. And it is 24 all-stars.
So the season 50 has been talked about for three seasons now.
Yes.
And he has brought it up in a way that is... We're taking suggestions and
Yep, you get to vote.
But I kind of feel like that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But let the producers who made it 50 seasons, let them decide in the end. Like,
right.
Honestly.
I think that what he's trying to do or what the producers are trying to do is
collect data on all the people who watch.
That too, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
But to say you've got a little say in this. You've given us 50 seasons. We've made you 50 seasons. You've watched them. I have never missed a season. I didn't vote.
Uh-huh.
Even when it was boring, and there was probably like from maybe season 6 through 12, I was like, they're doing the same thing every time. And then they started to really mix it up, and they brought it back. I really love the show. So season 50 features more cast members than normal. They usually start with like 18,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing 24,
okay.
and every single one of them is an all-star, which means, just means that they've done another... I mean, all-star in quotes, because some of these people, I was like, I don't know who that is.
I didn't know some of them, but then after seeing their photo, I went, guy. I remember him.
Well, it's funny because probably the most famous person who's ever played who do you think is the most famous person that's ever played?
It is, without question, without a doubt, Boston Rob.
Oh, yes. I agree with you. As a person who... is famous for playing this game. The person who is probably... I actually didn't think of him. That's a great answer. I was thinking the guy who created White Lotus, Mike White.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. As a celebrity prior to going on the show. Yes,
sort of, right? He was a pretty well-known writer.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrote all three seasons of The White Lotus. Mike White, and he was a great player. I don't think he won, but he was smart and...
Top three, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, can we see where he finished? Let's see where he finished for sure. And I don't even, it was not that long ago that he was on it. Let's see. Oh, 2018, season 37. He came in second place. Here it is.
Okay.
So he has, they say he's had Survivor contestants make cameos on that hit HBO series, The White Lotus, which I've not noticed. I haven't noticed that. How funny.
That's cool of him, though.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. So, by the way, season four, it's renewed for The White Lotus, if you're a fan. So he's, Mike White is a writer, and he is going to be on season 50. So there is actually a long list of, and a lot of people you'll recognize. I'm just going to go through the whole list here. First of all, I did not recognize this person. Her name is Jenna Lewis. She was on seasons 1 and 8.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Jenna?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I believe she came on the show even. Yeah.
Well, we had a lot of people streaming through in the early days.
She's not like the one.
You weren't on this show for season 1 because I still was here.
Right. No. But you said she was on season 6.
She was on season 8. That would have been.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, we also remember we did that thing at Marine World where we had a whole bunch of people from Survivor.
Yeah, that was Jerry. Jerry?
Yeah. Jerry was there for that, but yeah.
All right, so Jenna.
You know what?
I don't recognize her. I see your picture and I don't recognize her.
The picture that you showed me is her in one of those bucket hats, and I didn't recognize her either. As soon as I see her without the hat, I remember her.
Oh, really?
Didn't she do, I don't want to say she did a porn, but some kind of scandal with her. I haven't looked it up. I don't know if that's the case. She's from New Hampshire, but I think there was some weird.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Is that really Jenna Maraska? Hold on a second here. Jenna Lewis, Maraska. Jenna Maraska was later.
My light Googling says that a private video of her was leaked without her consent.
I saw that.
All right.
Sparking widespread media attention and public debate.
In 2003.
Yeah.
You know what? I do recognize her.
As soon as the dumb hat is out of the picture, you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that girl. That.
I know that lady.
You know what? This is where I recognize her from right there.
Oh, all right.
She has the... Okay, so Jenna, that's now we've talked about her. So they've got someone from season 1, which is incredible. Because that was the year 2000. So 1 and 8. Colby, who I believe won season 2. Didn't Colby win that? So there'll probably be a few winners here. Season 2, 8, and 20 was Colby Donaldson. Stephanie from seasons 10, 11, 20, and the Traitors just recently. She was great. Ceree was also on the Traitors.
I like Ceree a lot.
She's been on 4 times, 12, 16, 20, and 34. Those are the seasons she was on. Ozzy, who's also been on 4 times. Ozzy's almost too good to win. People are like, if Ozzy gets to the end, Ozzy wins. Because he's the guy who can, you know, shinny up a coconut tree.
He can fish, which was
swims like a fish.
He made fishing look so easy that you go, why don't they fish? Clearly it's not that easy because none of them ever.
He would walk in with just like a clutch of fish.
And they bring
over
in
his shoulder.
Like little guppies.
Yellow things.
Like, and they're trying to pull meat out of these little like finger little pieces. And
right.
He was catching giant fish.
He was incredible.
Feeding the family.
So Ozzy, Coach. That's Benjamin Wade is the guy's name. But Coach,
you
recognize
that guy.
Him. He was a great character. Seasons 18, 20, and 23. Aubrey, who she's... Can you pull up a picture of Aubrey, please? Her name's Aubrey Bracco. I don't think she won, but she was... I really liked her. Seasons 32, 34, and 38. So she's actually fairly recent, like in the late 20-teens.
There's a picture of her.
Yeah, there she is.
Okay.
I loved Aubrey. Let's see who else here. Chrissy from season 35. I don't recognize the name. Mike White from season 37, we just talked about. He's the guy who writes the White Lotus. Angelina from season 37. Christian from season 37. A lot of people from right around here. Rick Devins from season 38. That does sound familiar. Jonathan from season 42. Emily from season 45. OD also from season 45. She won. Quintavious Q from season...
D's funny because she played that boy like an instrument. Just you just watching him be a sucker, yep. And you go,
he loves her.
She's not into you, dude. She is not into you.
She's there for the $1 million. She's playing. You're not playing.
Right.
Boys, they're so easy.
We are such losers.
So D won that season, season 45. Q was on the next season, and he was the guy who was he's a tall black guy, and he was doing like Q fashion. Remember, he would take his sweatshirt and step through the sleeves and pull it up and make it into a skirt.
Yeah, he
went a little crazy on that show too.
He's tough because he's kind of unlikable.
Charlie from that season and Tiffany from that season. That's both all of those from season 46. From season 47, Genevieve, whose name I totally recognize, but I can't remember what she looks like. And then season 48 that just happened, Joe and Camilla, who are our locals here. Joe is a firefighter in Sacramento. He's coming back. Camilla, Foster City. Camilla, we love you. And Camilla's partner in crime, Kyle.
Who just won it.
He just won it. And so all three of them are coming back. And they also say here, player one from season 49 and player two from season 49. So two people who are in this upcoming season are going to be part of this cast.
Oh, and they don't show or say.
They don't say who.
Got it.
Yep.
Interesting. That's kind of fun.
It is fun. So this fall, season 49 will air, and then it'll be, I guess, you know, when does it start? Does it start in like February or March?
No idea.
So I think that's when like the ratings happen, right? So it just ended now. What are we? May. So maybe it started like in March. Or maybe in
it just says fall of 2025.
Fall of 2025 is when 49 starts.
Yep.
And then spring of 26 would be this 50. Season.
Yeah.
The one we're talking about right now. So the upcoming season is called Survivor 50 in the hands of the fans. And as Vinny pointed out, just, you know, let's give them as many data points as humanly possible.
Yeah, it's always good.
So there's you know what I'll do? I'll put this whole story up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page in case you're a big Survivor fan and you want to check it out. There's a lot of pictures on there and some more information about some of these people that I didn't go through the whole thing. But Mike White, it's very exciting to see him back on there. John's going to be so excited. Oh, he loves him. Loves Mike White. Okay, so on TV tonight, I was reminded that Survivor's over till the fall. So this summer, Big Brother season 27 will start on Thursday, July 10th. I love Big Brother. You guys going to watch Big Brother with me?
It's on my birthday.
Oh.
I'll watch it with you.
Okay.
I watched a season. I watched Derek's season.
Oh.
Like, I don't know, what is that, 10 years ago?
It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And I loved it.
You do have to.
It's such a commitment.
It is, because it's on three nights a week.
Plus, they live stream them all the time.
You don't have to watch the live stream. You can. But they do a good job with the recap. So if you miss one, it's not that big a deal. Vinny and I generally will watch it. So it'd be great if you jump in.
I try.
Then we can force Maddie to.
There's
do
a
it
lot
too.
Of shows, and you will start to miss them because they just come too fast and furious.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys were going to go on a reality show, which one would you pick?
I would love to do Survivor, but I just think I'm aging out of that. It's just, that would be rough. And honestly, the Big Brother thing, that seems like it's for like hot 25-year-olds.
No way. Mm. You're plenty hot to be on Big Brother.
Oh, you're adorable.
Sure.
Thank you, darling daughter.
I like Big Brother because I feel like it's the social game of Survivor, but you don't actually have to be good at the challenges.
You know, the thing about Big Brother and why I think I'd be good on that is because they always cast a bunch of dummies who cannot seem to see past like what, you know, like I got to put some makeup on in the mirror. Like I really do feel like how, and maybe it is tough because you're in it and you don't know, but I'm always like, oh my God, they're so dumb. How do they not see that? How can they not be figuring that out?
You should apply.
I don't know.
I think you'd do well. You are someone who tirelessly is playing a chess game at all times.
You know, Vin, I never stop thinking about stuff. It probably would be my game.
I just said that. Mm. I know. I, as a friend of yours, I think that that would be the game spot.
For me.
Well, because you're constantly.
I love some of the puzzles.
I think people tire out of it and finally just go, God, no, I can't. And you're still like, I'm five steps ahead of you all. I believe that.
Well, it never turns off.
Right.
And I know you're familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, the first season finale of Everybody's Live with John Mulaney on Netflix. Let's see. It looks like he's got Sean Penn, Fred Armisen, comedian Joe Monde, and Sleater Kinney. So, oh, and if you were waiting on Captain America Brave New World to stream, that's streaming on Disney Plus starting today.
Yay.
So my family, as I went to bed last night, was watching the new Snow White. And I was kind of like, oh, that's streaming now already, huh?
Well, they need to make some money out of that.
I don't know. Did
they have to rent it or is it just streaming on Disney?
I believe they bought it because it wasn't. It was like 25 to rent, 30 to buy it, or wait another month before it's free.
Right.
And when you've got young ones and they want to do it and you're like, yeah, you're going to watch it 50 times. It's fine.
Yeah. $30 it is.
Hey, by the way, a texter wrote in and reminded us that there is an open call for Survivor at Cache Creek on June 2nd.
Yes. Would you do Survivor? I feel like I'm just too old for that. It's really hard.
I think Christina would be good at it.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think I'd be good at it. I don't think that.
Well, you're a great swimmer.
No, that's not it. There's certain things I see where I'm like, I'd crush that thing. I'm not into the sleeping situation. I'm not into starving.
I know.
And we were just talking about how Ozzy used to go and catch giant fish and they were all eating. If you can't catch fish, you're starving to death.
They give you nothing anymore.
And I think that like it's lost on the average person watching the show. Anytime you see character flaws come out, that's because they've been stripped down and they're not sleeping or eating.
Right. And mentally, it's incredibly taxing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, they are truly in their own heads. They're playing this game. They can't trust anybody. There's paranoia. Like, we watch it happen. I always think about Lex, who I think was on season 3 in Africa on Survivor. That dude went crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, he was fine. He was doing a good game. And then he started to think, like, these people are helping me win. These people aren't helping me win. And he just... Like, these people are not helping you win. You're insane. And no one is helping anyone else win. Everyone's trying to win.
I think to answer your question, Bob, I would have to say Big Brother, just to be on the safe side of where I'm putting myself and what kind of discomfort I'm willing to go through.
At least there's a bed in your future in that.
And I might end up being the cranky guy that's like, shut up. I'm going to bed and I don't want to hear you guys talk. Get out of here. And that would, you know, probably undo me, but at least I'd be in control to some extent of what's happening to me instead of a monsoon rolling through for 3 days straight and they're just all, my hands haven't been dry for 3 days.
All the skin is sloughing off
my
hands.
I'm shivering and haven't eaten like that.
That looks rough. I know.
Nope.
Yeah. And some of the challenges are just so physically demanding. I just feel like, damn, how are these people? Like, just watching little Camilla, my little favorite. She was just like, I don't know. It takes like real fortitude to be on that show.
Hey, Camilla.
Camilla, come on the show.
Please come in here.
And talk to us. You know what? So she can't have shot season 50 yet, right? They don't know who wins. Oh, maybe they're shooting it now.
I don't know.
It's possible.
Camilla.
They're pretty far ahead.
Send us a text and let us know if you're here.
800-400-3697. Or somebody who's friends with Camilla. Maybe she can't talk to us.
Right.
You know? But her friends can.
Okay, hold on. Let's go back. Bob, which of these shows would you go on and do you think you'd do well?
Definitely, I would love Big Brother.
Okay.
Would you think about Survivor?
No. No, because when I'm hungry, I can't think. I can't do anything.
It's good to know yourself like that. I'm the same way where I'd be like, I don't want to be a C word on TV.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be.
I love how on Big Brother, like, your likability can get you far.
Yes.
And yeah. I love the social game aspect of it. I think that that's where I would be the best. But one I would love to go on, but I don't think I would be very good at, is Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
If I were a star ever.
You will be.
Yeah. I can tell you will be.
That would be so fun because I think it's so glamorous and you're learning a new skill, but you're really pushing yourself.
Can you
physically
dance?
No.
So you just like, I bet I could do that.
No, I don't think I could, but I think it would be a really fun challenge.
I think you could. I think if you're athletic enough that you could pick that up. They do teach you the stuff.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like having someone.
And it's intense.
Yeah, I think I would thrive in that kind of environment.
I have an ex that took ballroom in college, and she could dance. Like, she's not someone that went to clubs a lot, but she could dance. And if the right partner showed up, the dude who took ballroom with her, they could cut it up. Like, really? And I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is fun. It does look like, and when it's going really smoothly and they look like they're really having fun, that can be a fun show to watch. Like, to learn moves like that and to have it. And a partner who's a total pro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be incredible.
Hmm. Yeah, you have a guiding light.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like their hands where yours needs to go before it's time, mm-hmm. and you can go.
You go, oh.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm not going to have time for the Tom Cruise 10 best and 10 worst movies, but I do want to say that you try and find out how many movies he's been in. Like, it doesn't matter where you go online, you will get a different answer. Anybody want to take a wild guess, see if you nail what AI said or what this particular story said? Or
How many movies has Tom Cruise done? 50.
I think 27.
27?
50.
Can you say 50?
51.
Okay, it's either 45... 52 or 71. Those are the answers, but no one knows. And all of them are from legit sources.
You know what I think of? Remember when Hooman made that movie? This is a guy who used to be on the show, if you're new to the show. And he made a movie.
Yeah.
And he funded it. I don't know how. But, you know, he put money into it. He got an actual cast of people and real. That Gina Rowlands, who's a superstar.
Yeah.
Made a movie that no one ever saw.
Yeah.
And got paid for it.
She's the old lady in the Notebook, by the way, every girl listening.
And the guy from, he was in Dennis Leary's Fireman show, Rescue Me.
Mm-hmm.
There was another guy from Rescue Me.
He plays a VP of a corporation.
These guys go and do movies in their downtime, get paid full price, and these movies never see the light of day.
Oh, actually, I'm thinking of a different movie made by the same group of people. I don't think I know who the Rescue Me guy was, the other dude, the other main character in that movie.
Oh, okay.
The one you're talking about. Yeah. I was thinking of someone completely different.
Anyway, there's probably more movies that we don't know about is my point. That mm-hmm. they make something and then they get their check and
right.
then that thing really doesn't see the light of day. It's put together and they go, this is crap. Now
so
what do we do?
In this particular story, they're saying he made 45 movies. And I guess what they mean here is he starred in them. So they say here, and you tell me if you agree, that his worst movie he's ever made is Rock of Ages, which I actually really enjoyed. And his best movie ever made was Born on the 4th of July.
I think he got an award for that. Yeah. And I didn't even see it.
So they're saying, and I'm not going to get through all of these things, but they're saying his Tom Cruise's best movies of all time are Born on the 4th of July, The Color of Money, Magnolia from 1999, A Few Good Men, Jerry Maguire, Rain Man, Edge of Tomorrow, which is such a good movie. And that is Emily Blunt at her finest. Interview with the Vampire from 1994, Mission Impossible, the first one from 1996, and Risky Business is number 10.
I'm sorry, was Top Gun not on that list?
Top Gun is like in the teens.
No.
Yep.
Nice list. Yeah. Bogus.
Maddie, do you think the original Top Gun or Maverick is better?
The original.
The original is great.
I was just reading stuff about Tom Cruise this morning, and one of the stories I saw was, well, there's two stories. Amy Poehler was saying that she learned what she doesn't like in a guy by watching Tom Cruise.
Oh.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Outsiders. And I went,
that's a great
who
movie.
Even remembers that movie?
Pony
she
Boy.
Clearly does.
Stay golden, Pony Boy.
And she was like, I don't like a guy who does flips or the splits or like gymnastics.
So she's
type.
Not a Benson Boone girl.
She's not into that at all. And she said she watched Tom Cruise do flips in the movie. And then there was a second story to that, which was Rob Lowe talking about it. And he said, who is that, Coppola? Coppola was trying to get everyone to learn to do a flip, and Tom Cruise was the only one that figured it out and nailed it and was throwing them all over the place and getting... And he was like, you could tell Tom Cruise was going to be a huge star. Wait, we were kids, and he had the drive to keep practicing the flip to make Francis happy so he could throw a flip in the movie.
That's
and
I just, so funny.
I don't even remember it.
When did The Outsiders come out? Oh. Was that like...
I would have been in seventh or eighth grade because I remember all the little girls that I was in school with loved all those boys.
You're saying 83 for that? Because that's also when Risky Business came out. So that's like the just the tip of that guy's career right there. They say his 10 worst are the Jack Reacher movie, Never Go Back from 2016 is in there. It's the third worst. Another Jack Reacher.
And then... I read another Tom Cruise, like they were all just cascading at this point. Tom Cruise, one of Tom Cruise's favorite characters that he wants to relive is from, is it Tropic Thunder?
Oh, yeah. He's so good in that.
He's like, that's a character I want to do another movie about.
He plays like a scuzzy record exec.
Yeah. He's
or
great.
Movie exec.
Unrecognizable.
Yeah. Yes. You don't even know it's him unless he's got like a kind of a fat suit on.
And then he dances his way out of the, like at the end, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he's excellent in that. That movie is so wrong. I can't recommend it to anyone. One of my favorites. I love that movie.
By the way, so 1983, wrong. He also put out All the Right Moves, which is one of my favorite movies.
How funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I put the whole list up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and now we're seriously late. What's coming up in the news?
Bad Virginia after these.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. We have it all. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. You've spoken, and Fremont Bank has been named the best bank in Fremont by Argus readers.
Yay!
With over 20 branches across the Bay Area and 61 years of service, Fremont Bank is proud to offer full-service banking that's here for you and here for good. Visit FremontBank.com today and experience the difference. Fremont Bank, proud to be your bank.
Nice. Yeah. I like it.
Here's what's happening. Still under overcast skies here in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast from Studio 9. There should be some sun breaks later, but cooler today than yesterday. The heat wave is coming, though. It's not going to go triple digits, but it's going to be hot as we hit Friday. So be ready for that.
It's hot weekend.
You know, whether that's keep your favorite shorts. You don't want to wear them today.
No.
You want to wear them Friday
mm-hmm.
if you have a favorite pair of shorts or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that tube top you love.
Yep, save it for the weekend.
Right.
It's when you're going to need it.
Bob, have you ever worn a tube top?
Back in the day, yeah.
Oh.
There's no back in the day for you. You're 30.
In middle school.
Oh.
How about that?
Okay.
How about that hot shot? That what do you think of that?
Half a lifetime ago.
Okay.
I will say tube tops are coming back, so your middle school daughter might want one. My mom was horrified.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm already, how do I put this? I have to be very careful. Listeners have even written in and gone, we love your stories, but be careful. We don't want you to hurt yourself. Mm. As in hurt our my relationship. She wears the shortest shorts. I'm like, what is this?
I already warned you about that a couple weeks ago, yeah.
She's like all leg. No yeah. butt cheek showing or anything, but all leg. Like all.
Yep.
Let her enjoy her perfect legs while she has them.
I haven't said a word. Mm. She's not done anything that crosses a line for me. Yeah.
Well, she definitely hasn't because honestly, the line is just so far away from where it used to be. We live right by high school. I walk up there to go to Safeway all the time. The kids come across the street, and I'm like, put some clothes on, children. Says the old lady.
I understand what you're saying. I think if I could look back at my childhood and think about the things that I don't want them to be drinking and drugging too young. That's what I don't want. Right. If we can stay away from that, you want to dye your hair? Go for it.
Yeah, the hair dyeing thing.
You want to wear the shortest shorts? All right, I'm not thrilled about it, but fine.
The thing that bothers me with that is the thong with the shortest skirt I've ever seen. It's the whole butt. Like, me and John were walking behind. I was like, you have to look somewhere else. Like, let's just stop here because I can't have that walking around in front of us. Like, I can see her whole ass.
How often do you really see that, though?
That's not enough. High school that much, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you got a high school near? Because I have a high school near me, too, and I don't see that much.
I used to live near the Grove in L.A., and the kids are always there on the weekends, and yeah.
No, I'm just talking about these kids are just like, I really do feel like I just really was only ever trying to cover up my butt the whole time.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like
see my butt through that.
The kids I see coming out of high school mostly are fairly well covered and wearing like a lot of baggy stuff, baggy jeans. Mm. Like that's more in now than
there was a girl wearing these baggy pants, and the butt cleavage is a full on thing now too. Like I could see an inch of her crack. I'm
plumber's crack.
You have a belt on. Like she's standing up though. She's not even bending over. It was just like her pants were so low.
That's a side effect of the low rise jeans.
Yeah.
And that's why they come and they go quick, I think. Mm. I don't think they'll be here for long.
I hope so. I really hope we get back to, like Bermuda shorts that come up to your waist. Like, let's just have that be
the
way.
You're so right though about how the standards change, because I remember when I was in high school, it was when leggings were coming back into style.
Mm.
And I remember in ninth grade making fun of one of the girls in the grade above me. I'm like, you're not wearing any pants, when she started wearing leggings.
Right.
Then me a year later, I'm like, these are pretty comfy. And the school did a full-on petition to try and get us to stop wearing them. But it was there's nothing they could do.
Yeah. And when you say leggings, I always think that's what yoga pants became, right? Mm-hmm. So they're like a little bit more than a legging. And then they even would put like a seam on it to make it seem more like pants. And you'd start, and then they started getting a little bit looser too. They were like flexible and loose. And I was like, these are the most comfortable pants I've ever had on in my life.
Oh.
So good. The yoga pant. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Bad Virginia.
Oh, okay.
A man in Charlottesville, Bad Virginia.
That's just Virginia for those of you who are
home
joining.
Of UVA.
Yeah.
This guy's named Kevin Cox.
Oh.
He was arrested after he painted his own crosswalk on a busy street. Unfortunately for him, it didn't take the city long to catch on and get rid of it.
Was it like from his house to
Kevin knew it wouldn't last. He even used a non-permanent water-soluble spray chalk. But he did it to prove a point. He said residents have been trying to get traffic under control for a while, and they can't get the city to do anything about it. So he decided to take matters into his own hands. You know, one of the things I've noticed in Santa Cruz, they've been doing this more and more, is they are putting in standalone crosswalks with its own little light. You touch the button and it starts flashing. And you are now the right away as the pedestrian. But what bothers me about it is you're not that far from the actual light. Like less than a block away is the actual light.
Right.
I hate that they do that. It feels like
the mid block.
You're walking.
Crosswalk. Right.
Walk the extra half a block and go at the light instead of making everybody. Because it's right in the middle of the road. Like the and one stretch that I'm thinking of absolutely has two of those crosswalks within 150 feet of each other.
Oh.
The standalone, mm-hmm. press the light. And I just right. think, like, come on, man. I get it. We all want it to does, hate on cars.
But it does seem like that is, I don't know, unless they're really just trying to slow traffic down in general. Like, go ahead and stop at mid-block because we're just trying to get everyone to slow down.
Okay.
I don't know.
If that's why, that might be why.
We have a lot of those lit, and I like those. They're great. Like, where I cross over to go to Whole Foods, mm-hmm. it's this wonky intersection and all. And then, you know, it's just nice to be able to stop it and know that there's flashing lights going at the, because it's multiple lanes come in each direction. But that is at an intersection. It's not a light. There's no stoplight or anything, but it's a full-on intersection.
No, these are, there's a couple that I'm thinking of right now that are just mid-block. Right there, just stop in traffic, and you can see the other one from the one. They're that close. Like, I see that one. I don't want to walk to it, I guess, but...
It seems really far. I don't know. Sheesh. I mean, I'm walking, but I'm not that committed to walking.
So. Anyway, this guy, Kevin Cox, he said, residents have been trying to get the traffic under control for a while, and they can't get the city to do anything about it, so he decided to take matters into his own hands. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Kevin Cox.
Right. A neighbor who uses a wheelchair says Kevin's actions are heroic because there's no access to a crosswalk anywhere nearby.
Oh.
This is an example of where one is right? needed. What I can see in my head right now, you don't need two of them within spitting distance of each other.
Is there a ton of foot traffic where you're talking about?
Where I'm talking about? Sure.
But get to the end. Get to the light.
But I just feel like there's plenty of spots and they just divided up and up space.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's three crosswalks within the same view. Like, you can see them.
Yeah.
By the way, we just got a story sent to us. I guess in Oakland, there are people putting up their own speed bumps.
Oh.
So that the sideshows don't happen. And Oakland's trying to crack down on them.
Well, that's like a, you know, ask forgiveness and not permission. And I suppose if somebody lives in a, you know, you mix in the middle of the night, you mix up some cement and lay it across the street. Now there's a speed bump.
Yeah, I know. When I lived in one part of Oakland, we had a corner where on the weekends, invariably there would be a sideshow. And it's loud and a bit scary.
Right?
Yeah. They're kind of cool too.
Do what you got to do.
Well, I mean, you'll probably, if you're caught, be fine for that, though, right? I guess the point is not
well,
it don't
out,
get
even
caught.
Even if they catch you on camera, like, they can't the cops aren't going to look
That's
for
true.
You or anything. Don't worry about it.
Kevin was charged with property damage and is facing up to a year in jail for his little stunt. He hopes he can get off because he used chalk and not actual paint. He's also hoping the case gets city engineers to reconsider putting something in place there, especially since his wheelchair-bound friend says, he's a hero.
Yeah.
Kevin Cox is.
Yep. I do hope that Cox.
What'd you just say?
Nothing.
I didn't hear you.
I just made a joke about.
I couldn't hear it, though, so you need to say it into the mic.
I debated and I decided against it.
What?
Just so, you know, it's like a joke I'm just going to have in my own. I'm sure there's other people making the joke.
I would like a show of hands. Who feels ripped off? Oh, the whole Bay Area just raised their hands.
Obviously, she didn't say it.
Bob's hand is up.
Kevin has a funny last name, and, you know, we all hope that he gets off. And doesn't have to go to jail for a year. That's all. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Great job. I mean, you know, would have been more fun to hear it the first time.
I'm just a wussy. That's all. I didn't want to say it. I did say it, and then I didn't want to say it. And then I was forced to say it by the bad, bad people that I work with.
Forced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about a fast fact?
I love those. I think you're well aware of that.
Mm-hmm. A recent study showed that taxi and ambulance drivers have lower risk of death from Alzheimer's disease compared to more than 400 other professions.
Really?
Yeah. That could be because they're constantly using navigational and spatial processing. Those on the fly decisions may protect the driver's cognitive abilities. It might not translate to Uber drivers because the older drivers in the study mostly worked before GPS systems were widely used.
Oh.
So less thought is going into it, I guess, right? Huh.
Just following someone's directions. I don't know, though. I bet a lot of that stuff helps. Spatial, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Like spatial awareness and navigating. Hmm. That's interesting.
You don't think about how much you triangulate things on a daily basis. And it's kind of a pretty bitchin' skill that you sort of develop a feel for. We make fun of jocks, right? But there's a quarterback is totally figuring out how fast that guy's going. And I want this ball to be there.
Keeping track of 12 people.
And the people falling around his feet. Meanwhile, putting the ball 5 yards in front of the guy before he makes his break. Like, it's a whole thing.
I know where this has to be, and I count on this guy to get there.
It's not math, but it's kind
of. Well, it's just sort of physical math.
What am I?
I can do this. I love that.
Nailed it.
Yep.
I do that in the ocean. Triangulate where the wave's coming from and how fast you got to go to get across. Got it. Mine.
Part-time physicist.
Full-time human.
The day that Michael Jackson caught on fire while he was filming a Pepsi commercial was literally the halfway point in his life.
Oh.
It happened 9,282 days after he was born, and he died 9,281 days after it happened.
Wow. That is somebody spent some real time figuring that out.
We don't call him murdered, right? Do we call him murdered?
I want to say that guy had a manslaughter charge on him.
He got murdered, right?
I
know he asked the guy to do it, but isn't a doctor supposed to say, you can't, it's not sleep if I'm giving you.
I'm just knocking you out. You're not getting the rest you need. I don't know. If you were murdered in the first or the second or the third, then you're murdered. But if you're manslaughtered, it was an accident.
His doctor went to jail for involuntary manslaughter. So, who knows? A little bit murdered.
Just like a mini murder.
Yeah, kind of.
Like a little.
Kind of.
Right. It's like a kind of technical murder.
An old wives' tale says a pregnant woman with heartburn is more likely to have a hairy baby. A study in 2006 tried to disprove it, but they actually proved it to be true.
Oh,
heartburn
really?
And hairy babies are both linked to a woman's estrogen levels.
Oh, wow.
Hairy babies.
So if you're pregnant and you've got heartburn.
Well, I have heartburn all the time, so I had extra heartburn when I was pregnant. It wasn't.
Did you have heartburn when you were young, too?
Depending on what I would eat, yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I get it sometimes now, but I never got it. And I remember people in my family, you know, as the old people love to tell you all this stuff. Oh, you enjoy that while you can, because you're not going to. Yeah, right. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, a lot of tomato sauce, a lot of citrus, like things that just are acidic and will turn your stomach. I get that. But I carry Tums with me. Don't worry about me. I got it.
You got Tums on you right now?
I had to take one earlier. Yeah.
Already?
My coffee sometimes will turn my stomach. Why are you nodding? You get some heartburn, Bobby?
I had heartburn as a kid.
Oh?
and definitely through college when my eating and drinking habits
The drinking is a part of it, yes.
Yeah, and it was so crazy. It magically went away when I started working out and eating vegetables.
Whoa, that's weird.
Crazy. Hmm. Not drinking 5 nights a week.
Just 3.
Well, if you can rein it in, keep it to the weekends, say.
Yeah, I mean, if you can be cool, I'm actually not only proud but jealous. Yeah. Like, good for you. I mean, that's ideal situation is you can enjoy a beer. Like, have one now. Why not?
Well, that's
right?
Because she's not an alcoholic, so it wouldn't occur to her to have one now. That's all.
But you could. Like, could you have a beer right now and you just have the one and then you'd be like, it's cool.
I don't even know if I'd finish it, would you? Like, I'd just be like, it feels early.
Yeah, I don't know if I could finish it.
Although a good beer buzz early in the morning, that is, we've done some gigs where that was going on. It is more fun than, I mean, I'm sure it wouldn't be your first time, but it is pretty fun.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of day drinking because then you're hungover at night and the next day, boom, you're ready to go.
Oh.
That won't last. Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, I feel like I blow my whole night. If I start drinking too early in the day, I'm just like, well, now I want a nap. And a nap turns into I'm sleeping all the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like you sacrificed a whole night of your life?
No, I was out in the sunshine having a blast.
I guess that's one way to look at it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. My daughter is in high school, says 925. Many of the girls wear what looks like a bra for a shirt. They finally started sending kids home if not dressed properly.
Oh.
That happened in my junior high. I got sent home for wearing a Circle Jerks t-shirt, which I was like, what? I didn't know. I didn't actually know what that was. And then when someone told me, I was like,
I know what that is.
Nobody does that. No one would do that.
Nope. Who would ever do that?
You haven't done that, have you?
No, I wouldn't be able to with other people around. No way.
Just get too excited and it would be over.
No.
What?
I don't know what you guys are up to. There's nothing wrong with it.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Outside Lens, single day tickets up for grabs.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.